So the last data point that I got, not the last question, but the last data point I got before I finally had to wrap this script was late last night. I was listening to an intellectual historian, Marcy Shore, talking about how the Maidan Revolution succeeded in 2013-2014 in Ukraine. And she said that Ukrainians, and she said it was accidental, it wasn't essential. It was really an interesting talk. She was breaking down the Maidan Revolution was about winning some things, not winning everything, and getting through this invasion from Russia right now. That's another set of choices. The Ukrainians are coalescing around one thing, giving up freedoms for maintaining security against invasion. But she was very concerned about that not all things could be won in a successful revolution. So it made me think about the work you're doing. And so I'm challenging you on your point, but I want to figure out how we can sort all of these problems.
Sure. Well, I think we also have to recognize the scope and intention of backlash, right?
Always.
You know, backlash is always going to be so, you know, we won a black president, right? And then it was years of a white nationalist president, right? And so whatever kind of ceiling we put on ourselves, they're thinking of a ceiling that's 10 feet higher, right? Or to push us 10 feet lower. And so I think because we're always up against these kind of powers that want to push us so much further back, I think that it just makes more sense to ask for more than what we can imagine. Even thinking about the defund the police demand, police departments are getting more money, right? And so I think that you might as well sort of ask for the thing that you want. And even like thinking about all of the compromises, right, that occurred pre-slavery, folks were like, oh, no, we just don't want this state to be a slave state, or we just don't want this state to be a slave state. And, you know, the outcome of that was still war, right? And so I think, you know, something I heard Laura Balfour say, a wonderful political theorist, said this weekend, people have accomplished things that are so much harder, so much greater than what we're asking for now, right? Like many people want prison abolition, right? And people think that's impossible. Well, we ended slavery in this country, right? And so I think that it's important to have a bigger goal, right? Have a bigger horizon. And in that way, I think of this kind of corny phrase, right? Shoot for the moon and you'll land amongst the stars. I think it is.
It's not corny.
Worth it.
It's absolutely
worth it.
It is not corny. No.